State health officials are promising more outreach about the coronavirus to nursing homes and other long-term care sites for older Wisconsin residents. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports.
Several of the COVID-19 victims in the state of Washington lived at an elder care facility. Health officials say the novel coronavirus may be a greater risk to seniors because of their age and potential underlying health problems. At a state capitol briefing on the virus yesterday in Madison, John Sauer spoke up. He's with Leading Age Wisconsin, a group representing nursing homes, assisted living, and independent facilities. Sauer told state health officials that he's getting a lot of questions about protecting residents and staff,
including the lack of availability of masks and how the medical community, the long-term care community, will have access to those, or is there any priority setting? In addition, when do we go to isolation, and is there recommendations about negative pressure rooms?
A negative pressure room is a type of isolation facility. The World Health Organization says only wear a mask if caring for a suspected COVID-19 patient, or if you're coughing and sneezing, and then also frequently clean your hands. State Department of Health Services Secretary-designee Andrea Palm told Sauer that her agency has distributed federal Centers for Disease Control guidelines for long-term care facilities.
But as a baseline, we need to find the gaps specific to Wisconsin in the CDC guidance and start driving Q&A technical assistance towards answering those.
State Health Officer Jean Ayers says if a long-term care resident is not feeling well, the CDC is clear on some points.
One of the things right now in the guidance is don't bring them to the congregate dining. So I know that puts extra pressure on the staffing.
Ayers also says the state will hold a webinar for long-term facilities next week. During the state briefing, questioners also asked for more information on what to do at correctional facilities and about concerns that COVID-19 will hurt the Wisconsin tourism industry. State health officials acknowledged the concerns, but emphasized there are no new COVID-19 cases in Wisconsin, and the risk to the public remains low. However, they continue to urge everyone to do frequent hand washing and practice other respiratory etiquette, like covering your cough and sneeze. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for Innovation Reporting is provided by Dr. Lawrence and Mrs. Hannah Goodman.